flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Good morning to all of you beautiful people out there. It's great to be here with you this morning in a fairly decent mood. Didn't sleep much. Got up at 2, which sucks. Man, I've been up for 4 hours already. This is brutal. It's a brutal gig when your brain doesn't turn off and you don't get a good night's sleep. So I'll be a little bit punchy today, I'm sure. I'm Woodsy, by the way. To my right is Paul Reindel, the executive producer, imaging director of the program and the station. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I wouldn't say I'm punchy, but I got a couple of things that are just gnawing at me. We don't have to get into it now.
You can't bring up a couple of things that are gnawing at you and not talk about them. Does it have to do, let's play 20 questions.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is it work related?
No.
Oh. Never mind then. I assumed it was.
I didn't tell you about this yesterday.
Oh, God. What happened? Now I'm nervous.
You know, I mean.
I'm scared.
Now I'm scared to death. He does this to me. I love it.
Remember, back in November, the morning that I was late because I had to take my son to the emergency room.
Yeah, of course.
And fortunately, he was fine.
Yep.
You know, we went in like at 1:30 a.m. He was just had really bad abdominal pain.
Yeah.
And took him to the hospital. And doctors and nurses were great. Gave him some pain meds. Gave him a CT scan. Didn't find anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, about 4 or 5 hours later, he started feeling better. And we left around, you know, 6:30. Got the bill for that yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shall we play?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shall
higher
we
or lower?
Higher or lower?
All right. Let's see. You got a one night.
Five hours.
Five hours.
No meals. Never got to a room or
right?
anything. We were just, you know, admitted into the emergency room for observation. And again, great coverage. They had an IV with some fluids and some pain meds.
Right.
And they gave him a CT scan.
All right, Paulie, you set the number, and I'll go higher or lower.
All right, so I actually was not here when this happened. How long was he in?
He was
five
about
hours.
5 hours. 5 hours.
Yeah. We got Hannah says 3,500. Well, let's do.
She'd know from experience.
Let's do before insurance.
Okay, I was going to say
pre-insurance.
Like, I was going to say $30,000.
Yeah, I'll go higher than that.
All right, well, it was about $24,000.
Good
for
God.
5 hours in the emergency room. Now, you know, after insurance and everything, I think I owe around $4,000 to $5,000 for that.
Oh my God.
Which, and I think we have pretty good insurance that I've had for many years, but it is It's kind of nuts. And I don't want to complain. The doctors, again, doctors and nurses were great. You know, what else are you going to do? He's in agony. You're scared. You drive him in. We didn't even use an ambulance. I drove him in myself.
You were the ambulance.
That's not part of it. And I spent a little time on the phone. I'm not Mr., you know, call and complain about everything, but I looked through the bill going, other $5,000. Other what?
Other
what?
Mr. Higgins, listen.
$5,000.
Hi.
Do you know who I am?
Mr. Higgins, thanks for calling. Technically, it's just other stuff is what that is. So do you have any other questions?
I mean, I'm not the first person to complain about the cost of healthcare in this country, but
the other thing is,
it's not like a restaurant where they give you a menu and you see the prices. You know what? I'll pass on the other.
They do it at the vet. You can't do it for your child.
I'll pass on the other today. Thank you very much.
Holy cow, man.
I mean, what if all of a sudden, you know, the Odyssey app just sent you a bill for $40,000 for listening to Ben and Woods without even telling you?
$10,000 for other.
Yeah. Other. Jeez, dude. Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, it happens to me, too, where, like, life's going pretty good. Like, things are going pretty well. And you're happy, you know, relationships going well. The kids are being pretty good. The show's going well. You're like, all right. You look outside. It's beautiful. Yesterday was one of those days, man. I went to the gym, got my teeth kicked in again by that demon, Brent. And I was walking out and I went, I feel good. I just pushed myself further than I pushed myself in a long time. I feel good. Life is good. I drove home, picked my kid up, took him to football practice. It was great. Came home, had dinner ready. I was like, this is a good day. But you put a few of those together, and then you're like, what's out there? What's lurking? What's impending? Like, am I going to get a flat tire? Is my engine going to explode? It always happens. Just when things start going really well, something comes along just to kind of kick you in the nuts. And again, look, it's not the end of the world. You're healthy. Your child's healthy. If the doctors told you, Ben, you need to pay $4,000 to make sure your child's healthy, you stroke the check,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
It just sucks. Like, it just ruins your whole day when you go to the mailbox. You go, what is this? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's really just nothing worse.
It's a terrible feeling.
Punch,
dude,
to the stomach.
It's a terrible feeling.
For 5 hours.
And I talked to the woman about the billing to get some itemization. She said, I've seen $100,000 for, you know, less than a day in the emergency room.
That doesn't make me feel better.
It actually did make me feel a little bit better. Well, I felt like, okay, I guess I got to steal. I got out of there for only 24 grand.
That feels terrible. Until you experience it, you don't fully realize the crisis America is facing with healthcare.
Yeah, it's tough, dude.
6 years ago, I was in the hospital for 3 days with gallbladder surgery. When I got that bill, like a week later, it got mailed to me. It was a padded envelope, like a full packet of papers.
You think, like you got admitted to college.
And I go,
it's bad,
and
dude.
I'm like flipping through, you know, page 24 trying to find the total. It was like $84,000.
Mama said
that. At least you were in there overnight. They gave you meals. Sure. You had surgery.
We went to his hotel.
Literally.
It was like the Four Seasons.
Literally. They never found out what was wrong. They just gave him some pain meds. And again, he felt better. God. And they did a scan to see if they could figure out what was wrong.
Yeah, I can't remember what mine was for my kidney stone. That was the worst night ever, driving myself in with kidney stone pain and sitting there rotting for 4 hours. Man, yeah, it's, like Steve says, strung together a couple pleasant days. How nice. Uh-oh. Yeah, 100%. You hit a curb, your tire explodes, whatever it may be. It's in the grand scheme, it's a minor inconvenience, right? But it also is just like, here we go.
I see, for your point from yesterday, Jamie in the chat goes, Ben, that sucks.
Ben, that sucks.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I definitely
sympathize.
I enjoy the sympathy. Thank you.
Well, actually, I mean, healthcare is expensive.
These guys do go to school for a long time.
Paulie, I don't need it right now.
It's not on the hospital to tell you what other stands for.
I don't need any rational or reasonable arguments right now.
We should have just gotten him. We should have hit him with
a little sympathy.
We should have hit him with the, I don't know. Is he feeling better? Okay. It's worth it.
Bag of saline solution ain't free.
That's true.
It really is technically just salt water.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. That's a bummer, dude.
Thousands of dollars of salt water.
It's just a total cluster. It really is. It really is. Sorry about that. I can see why that would eat at you, because it's just never, those days are just never fun.
Why? Because I'm somewhat frugal? And that's,
well, I mean, it's like, yeah, you don't really like, nobody really is like, oh, hell yeah, $4,500 doctor bill. Hell yeah, I'm rich. I can afford this. No, hell no. So when you called, did they lower it for you at all?
Okay. You had to tell me how lucky I was that it was only $24,000. Yeah. Oh,
so you're gonna just rip it off in installments?
Already did.
No,
yeah.
I just paid it.
I just paid it.
Oh, easy.
Money bags over here.
Familiar with your
they
name.
Didn't offer a payment plan.
They didn't.
No, they just said you owe it. I didn't want the collection agency to start coming after me. So,
have you ever had a collection agency?
I hope not.
Man, I lived that way for, it's just weird. I think about how I used to be. I mean, there was a period in my life, I think we talked about it before. There was a period in my life, Ben, of about 5 to 6 years in my early 30s. I mean, I had like pending cases hanging over my head. I was on probation like all the time. There was always something. There was credit card bills that, I was in collections. Like, to see the turnaround, I know I'm nowhere close to perfect. I'm not a good saver. I'm not great with money. But I don't get in trouble anymore. And I don't have attorney's fees and stuff like that. Like, I look back at those days and go, God, how did I even get through it? But yeah, man, it's never a fun thing. It's never a fun thing. I'm really sorry. That is a bummer.
Thank you for the sympathy.
Yeah.
I do appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. Yeah, that Hannah says pre-Hannah. 100%, man. 100%. Our 11-year anniversary is coming up next week. 11 years since the day we met. And it's true. It's true. You want to talk about somebody whipping your ass into shape. That's what my lady has done for me. No question about it. I'm a completely different person than I was 12 years ago.
She runs a tight ship.
Does she ever?
Yeah.
Does she ever? And I can't live that way anymore. I hope my kids never live that way, right? Like, never get in trouble, never have to worry about all the stuff that I did and did wrong. It's just not a good way to live. It was just, that's why I'm like so filled with anxiety, I think, because I lived 365 days a year in full panic mode for 5-6 years of like, oh God, I got to complete these hours, or I got to pay this guy, I got to get out of this trouble.
I'd say a lot of my life is devoted to trying to avoid that sort of anxiety.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I just don't want, I've never wanted it, so
yeah.
I want to take care of as much as I can.
Yeah, 100%.
But things still pop up, no matter how prepared you are.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, you think you're dialed in, you got a little money in the bank, whatever, and somebody comes along and just goes, wham!
Things pop up.
Give me $4,000. Oh, it's such a bummer.
Speaking of your kids, I hear you got hijacked in the way that many parents get hijacked nowadays. We can talk about that.
Yeah,
I'm
fairly excited about it, but I do feel like maybe I have bitten off a little bit more than I can chew, but we'll see. You guys will be along for the ride, I'm sure.
All right, we will check traffic with Kelly. We'll come back, we'll hear from Woods and set the menu for the show today, a Thursday, a throwback Thursday. Looking forward to it. Stephen Woods, Paul Reindel, I'm Ben Higgins. Tier Ones, always appreciate you. Thanks for joining us here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bit of a mixed reaction to the departure of Ha-Sung Kim yesterday. We will talk about that coming up. Some Padres trade rumors as well. Throwback Thursday will take you back 3 years. I know a moment that Woods really appreciates.
Oh, I
me,
love
not
this
quite
one.
As much,
yeah,
but
I wonder why.
Woods definitely does.
But Pauly at his finest, honestly.
It was.
Like, it was Pauly at his finest.
Got some real or fake for you, of course. Plenty of contesting as well still going on. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app and listen to 97.3 The Fan on the app. app for your chance to win the ultimate trip in the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All you have to do, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to this station for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into our national contest. The grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 for each person, so $20,000 total, to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the College Basketball Championship Tournament. We've also got Biggest Fan and some Tom Arnold tickets to give away, which I think we're going to do momentarily, and Aztecs tickets for Saturday's game at Wyoming. We're a veritable slot machine.
Yeah.
Of prizes to be given out today. But as I mentioned,
bribes. Like, we just bribe you to listen. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah,
it's just direct bribery.
Just absolutely hoping that you listen to win free stuff.
Yeah, it's not a secret. I hope it's not. People out there listening going, oh, so that's why you guys give away tickets to stuff. Yeah, we want you to listen.
So you were telling me before the show that you got hijacked, as many parents
kind of. I'm actually excited about the hijacking a little bit. I'm trying to have a positive attitude about it.
I know it's something that a lot of parents both love and dread.
Yeah.
I never got to do it.
You never got to do it.
I always worked, 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock weekdays when my kids were growing up. So all the after school stuff, Shelly had to take them and do all of that. But your afternoons are a little more free.
Yeah, they're very free. So what happens is that when your afternoons are free, you do get voluntold to do a lot of things. And I think a lot of parents listening right now realize, okay, we're almost into February, which means youth baseball is starting up. And it's starting up soon. Your leagues are getting the teams together. They're trying their best to piece together all the kids you want on the team, the parents that you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I had originally, it's getting harder and harder by the day to coach my almost 7-year-old. He doesn't like me on the field. He loves me. He loves me, can't live without me.
What's his issue with the actual dad coaching then?
We tried to have a talk about that last night. He still won't really say what it is. As far as like he's listened to me for 6 years pretty much, and then lately it's like, I don't want to. Anybody else can get the best out of
him. Do you embarrass him in front of his friends?
No, God, never. I honestly, I think
not
about it.
Not intentionally, of
course. No. I mean, I might break his balls, but I break everybody's balls.
Right.
That's just what I do. That's who I am. And, so I had originally considered, like, all right, maybe I'll assistant coach for Bo's team and just be there to hit grounders and root the guys on. I love being around it. I love it. I'm not going to be the dad ever that can sit in the stands and watch somebody else coach my kids. I just can't. I love to do it. And, so I was originally going to just assistant coach, whatever, and coach Taylor's T-ball team, because I'm pretty good at that. I can handle it. I can teach that
the strategies and intricacies involved
very
in T-ball.
Elementary level of baseball. I know how to put a practice together, etc. But got the email yesterday. It was me and 3 other dads on this email, and it said, hey, nobody actually said who the head coach was, so you guys got to let me know who it is. Immediately, all the other dads, hey, I'm happy to help, but I work to this time. Oh, bro, same. Would love to help out when I can. Oh, me too. I work till 5:30. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. So I told Bo last night, I go,
oddly, this is how the Padres are picking a left fielder for this season as well.
I can do it. I got it. So I told him, I was like, all right, I'll do it. We had to talk last night. I go, hey, man, I'm going to be your coach. Just so you know, going to be your head coach. And I need you to, be a leader on that team. You are a leader. Just act like that. So I'm going to be the head coach of his team, the head coach of Taylor's T-ball team. And then I'm running the Tier 1 team, and we play on Sundays. It's going to be, it's a lot. Like, I've bitten off, I think, a little bit more than I can chew, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. But I was dying. They gave us the name of the team for Bo, and it's the Woodpeckers. And I told him.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Fayetteville, it's a minor league, it's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Okay, so there is a minor league
component.
Baseball team that's known as the Woodpeckers.
So he's been the Tin Caps, the Bats, the Durham Bulls, and now he's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And so I told him, he immediately started laughing. He's like, the Peckers. And I'm like, yes, Bo, the Peckers.
The Woods Peckers.
The Woods Peckers. So, which is very creepy. But I was thinking about like the the, you know, hey, everybody bring it in. Here we go. Let's go. Peckers on three. One, two, three, Peckers! And I'm like, that, I don't think you can yell that out at a Little League field. You know, I don't think you, you might get the ire of parents or, now I think it's hysterical and, but I mean, when I told him, I go, so if this is your reaction at seven, what do you think all his friends are going to think when I'm like, all right, Woodpeckers, let's get it together. They're all going to laugh. They're all super tight too. Like, I'm worried about.
Paul's found Woodpecker sounds. I love it. For
I'm,
us.
I'm worried about, you know, them not focusing, but then I remembered, well, they're seven, so who really cares? Let's have some fun with it. Trying to keep myself in that mental state. Like, I know Taylor's going to be, I know that one's going to be wheels off. So I wanted, like, the more serious one with Bo and his friends, but again, I got to just keep in mind they're 7 years old. I can't go too crazy. So I can get crazy with the tier ones. Those guys I'll chew out. Paulie's seen it before. But yeah, it's a lot, man. Three teams, it's just the busy work. Of like, all right, we've got practice this time. All right, tier ones, I need your fees. I need your, I got your jerseys. Like, who's coming this weekend, et cetera, et cetera. It really, really gets you. There's a lot to do.
On a side note, did anyone enjoy the Woody Woodpecker cartoon? I mean, I think back, like, I saw it as a kid, and I don't remember ever thinking, oh, yeah, that was definitely one I liked.
So they made a Woody the Woodpecker movie that my kids love.
Really?
So I'm watching it.
With the laugh, you know, the laugh.
Yeah, it's a real movie with real adults. And then they have the cartoon Woody the Woodpecker. Woody Woodpecker. Woody
like Roger
Woodpecker.
Rabbit?
Yeah, like okay. that.
Yeah.
So it was on the other night. Two nights ago. This is the weird part. The next day we get named the Woodpeckers. There's a dad who got a divorce, and he's got an absolute smoke show young fiance.
This is plot summary.
This is plot summary. From what I could tell in the 10 minutes I watched, he never sees his kid ever, and his kid gets kind of dumped off with him. He's got to take him for a weekend. So I'm watching this children's movie, and the girl in the front seat, the fiance, says, "Ugh, you know I'm not a big kid person." And then she gets up in the car. They're in like a van. And she goes, "I need a Zanny." And I was like, "This is a kid's movie? What are we doing? You need a Zanny." I'm like, "This is a Woody Woodpecker movie." Very, very, very odd.
Where does the woodpecker come in?
Well, he comes in. And the kid's getting bullied. So Woody Woodpecker comes and saves him from bullies. And, like, he pecks these kids and that are bullying him. It's pretty stupid, but my kids love it. They love it. Yeah,
interesting.
It's pretty adult, actually.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see, man. We'll see. I gotta get it all together. I'm gonna spend the majority of my day today firing off emails to parents, letting them know I'm not a psychopath. I will yell at your kids, but it will always be positive. I am a yeller. I am legit a yeller, but it's always positive yelling. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, Dutcher said he raised his voice at Miles Bird, but he did it in a. He thought a constructive way that he thought, you know, Miles would be able to handle it. It's okay to raise your voice occasionally.
I don't even do that. Like, hey, focus. I'm more like, that a boy, let's go. Like, okay. I get fired up. I've never said anything disparaging about a kid, at least not to their face. Maybe behind their backs. Once or twice.
We will, we'll talk about Ha-Sung Kim's signing. Probably, I mean, not the team everyone was expecting him
Ha-Sung
to go
King.
To when he signed yesterday with the Tampa Bay Rays. But we'll talk about his departure coming up. First, tell you about Prize Picks. Big game is coming up, which is a great opportunity. If you haven't experienced daily fantasy sports, to download the Prize Pick app and start playing. Set your lineup now for the big game coming up a week from Sunday, Kansas City versus Philadelphia. All you have to do is combine between 2 and 6 player stat projections, pick more or less, and start winning. You can win up to 1,000 times your money with as few as a 4-player lineup on Prize Picks. A couple of the options for the big game: Jalen Hurts, passing yards 215.5, more or less. Travis Kelce, receiving yards 62.5, more or less. And don't forget to use the free pick. Patrick Mahomes, 0.5 passing yard. Counts like a regular pick, but obviously a lot easier to win that one, so it's a great way to get started. I get free picks, emails all the time, like protected plays, $10. You can go ahead and set a lineup. If it doesn't win, you get your $10 back. If it wins, you win real money. Just great opportunities every single day with Prize Picks. When you download the app at their website, prizepicks.com, use the code KWFN. You're going to get instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So more free play right there to get you started. $50 instantly when you use code KWFN. VFN and set your first $5 lineup at Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Polly reminded me I teased some Tom Arnold tickets. I will do that now in our 7 o'clock segment, until I forget, in our 7 o'clock segment, and then we'll push it back somewhere else. But I can't push it back too much because we have Aztecs tickets to give away as well, and all the rest of our contests, our Slam Dunk in Vegas, our Biggest Fan, as well as Wood said, we're just flat out bribing you now.
To listen to
97.3 The Fan.
No?
Because now Paulie needs to be, you know, locked in with us in this segment.
Got it. Don't want to be taking a phone call.
And if I throw out a contest, has to answer a bunch of phone calls.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I wait until usually the end of segments to
do
so.
Don't forget it here.
I'm going to try to do it at 7, like 7:12.
Got it.
That's the time now for the Tom Arnold tickets. All right, let's jump in and talk a little Ha-Sung Kim. A very mixed reaction is fair from Padres fans about the departure. Ha-Sung Kim played four seasons in San Diego and clearly became a fan favorite, a clubhouse favorite, you know, Manny Machado's bestie on the left side of the infield. And in one of those four seasons, 2023, Ha-Sung Kim had an outstanding year.
Yep.
I think finished, what, 14th in the MVP voting.
Yep.
Was a Gold Glove utility, Gold Glove winner. You know, hit for some power.
Yeah, 17 bombs.
Was just an all-around outstanding player in 2023.
60 RBI, 38 steals, OPS of 749. Yeah, man, that's a good season.
And based on pretty much that one season, because the other three seasons were somewhere between, you know, fine and okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, when he got here, it was, first of all, I remember the day they signed him. We were together on the show, and we all went, huh? Who? How much? Holy God, what is happening, right?
Was it like 4 years, 28?
Yeah, and we were just blown away. We'd never heard of him. And again, credit to A.J. Preller and his scouts and combing the ends of the earth for good players. And they brought him in, and as soon as you watched him play, you went, my God, what a slick glove, what a fierce competitor. Gonna need some work on catching up to the big league fastball, which is not uncommon for players from the KBO, not even a little bit. So fine, you give him a little bit of a leeway there.
In that first season, he struggled against the fastball.
Yep.
He got a little bit better as the year went on.
Yeah.
And then the next season was a little better, then a great season. And then last season kind of took a step back, had the injury, obviously, at the end in August that ended his year, but had committed some weird, you know, errors early in the season. Just seemed a little off.
Just was off.
The first couple of months.
He was off. He had some wild base running issues. But again, like, if you got little kids and you say, hey, man, watch how that guy plays. Watch how he plays 162 games. That dude never took a playoff. Honestly, I mean, I could sit here and say that right now. Like, I never saw him Cadillac it. I never saw him. He tried to get the most out of the talent that he had every time he was on the field. Not too many players you can say that about these days. Honestly, I mean, he was great. He was great. I really enjoyed watching Ha-Sung Kim when he was at his best. He also drove me crazy at times, but that's not uncommon for a lot of players. I love Manny Machado like he's my son. But he drives me crazy sometimes. Maybe lay off a slider sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just comes with the territory. But the way, like, I will always remember Ha-Sung Kim very fondly as a San Diego Padres fan.
I think that's fair. Some people thought, though, had he been healthy, that Ha-Sung Kim could have commanded a nine-figure salary. So that injury that he suffered diving back to first base,
so brutal,
was pretty costly in terms of finances. He didn't really seem to have a lot of options. After the Giants signed Willy Adames, they had been, you know, speculated as the leading candidate. You know, his best friend, Young Ho Lee, was out in center field. They thought, okay, he's probably going to go there. Then they signed Adames. They didn't need another shortstop and infielder, and there wasn't just a huge market out there, probably because no one saw the Tampa Bay Rays stepping in with what they eventually agreed on, which is a 2-year, $29 million contract. He can opt out after the first season. Now, will he have a good first season? He's not expected back until probably around May. As he recovers from the surgery. But if he does have a great season, then he can hit free agency again and, you know, try his luck, you know, for 2026. If not, he gets a second year in Tampa. to show that he's healthy and then go to free agency in 2027. But $29 million is great. It's more than he got in 4 years with the Padres, but it's not a nine-figure deal that some people were speculating on. As for the Tampa Bay Rays, as shocking as it was, Paulie sent the text, wow, no one saw that coming.
No.
And I agree. I wasn't thinking about it. Does kind of make some sense, you know, replacing Wander Franco, needing a shortstop,
yeah,
and, you know, trying to create some sort of value for a team that's going to be playing in a spring training facility all season long because of their ballpark damage from the hurricane. It's, I think, a fairly savvy add. You know that, you know,
well,
they're a defensive-oriented team.
They're a savvy team. They're not going to, I mean, you know, it's the worst, but they finally decide to extend and spend big money on a player, and it's Wander Franco, who's just dating 14-year-olds. So, yeah, I mean, they're like, you can see why they'd be a little gun-shy moving forward. But is it more money than I thought Ha-Sung Kim was going to get with a banged-up shoulder? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you got people out here going, you know, he's probably going to end up signing for the minimum somewhere. No, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you know,
4 years under your belt.
Right, exactly. Like, it just does not work that way.
At that price, though, I have no problem with the Padres saying, you know,
same.
Best of luck, so long. I, you know, that did not make sense.
Honestly, that was refreshing to me as a Padres fan, that it just feels like time and time again, certainly you could think of several examples where instead of just shaking a guy's hand, writing out the rest of the contract, saying, hey, thanks for your time here, we wish you nothing but the best, good luck in free agency.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a ton of that. It's
no.
always been, here's a 6-year contract,
yeah,
here's a 5-year extension, here's another 7 years.
I think they've handed out so many of those too that the Padres probably should be a little bit more willing to let guys go. We have been without Ha-Sung Kim so long on the Padres, I didn't forget about him, but there was not even a shred of me that thought he would come back here. I really didn't think they were going to spend the money on
him. There was the talk that, yeah, if he signed a lower deal to rebuild his value, the Padres might be a spot that would make sense for him, but not at 2 years and $29
million. I don't think we have it. B, I don't think we should spend $229 on Ha-Sung Kim right now, but you know, I'll miss him, dude. My kids loved him. I think a lot of kids loved him. He was a beloved figure here. And he just seems like a really, really good dude, man. A really, really good guy. A guy, you know, when you think about what he brings to the clubhouse along with a guy like Jerickson Profar, you've lost a lot of heart from your baseball team.
That's
right
on
now.
The back of a baseball.
That's right. You've lost a lot of heart.
This week, a lot of heart.
Yeah.
In Profar and Kim.
Oh, dude, we're not going to have any Korean calls anymore. Well, we can pull them from Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, we absolutely can find them and pull
them
from Tampa Bay and still.
Trust me, Ha-Sung Kim hits a walk-off for the Rays at some point in, you know, June. We'll play those.
So you mentioned the Franco deal and why the Rays might be, you know, hesitant to give out big contracts. They don't, though, for non-Rays. This is the biggest free agent contract for a player that wasn't already on their team that the Rays have given out since Greg Vaughn in 1999, who was also a Padre leaving San Diego after he was on the 1998 team. He got 4 years, $33 million. This is the biggest contract they've given out since then. A quarter of a century of escalating baseball salaries, and they have just stayed completely out of the mix. And this is obviously around baseball. It's going to be a, you know, shoulder shrug, $29 million, whatever. You know, that's not a mega deal. But for the Rays to go outside of their own system to give a contract like this, this is a mega deal for the Rays. And that's why it did raise some eyebrows around Major League Baseball yesterday.
Yeah, Satan's Blowfish, I remember this. He says, supposedly the other big offer that they did make in the last few years was to Freddie Freeman. I don't know if he ever confirmed that, though. That would
we heard those rumors for sure. But, you know, being the, you know, finishing second, you know, Toronto Blue Jays in your offers is not worth anything at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. But yeah, man, Kimmy was great. We had a lot of fun, you know, watching him play, talking about him, certainly made some spectacular plays defensively, won a gold glove here. Like I'm bummed to see him go. But you know, it doesn't break me.
All right. Let's a favorite Ha-Sung Kim memory. Think about it. We'll talk about it after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fam. Paul, you were playing it in the background, but it was cool how Petco Park would chant for Ha-Sung Kim, especially in big moments.
Drove some people crazy. And I don't know why, but because I always thought it was cool.
I remember, I think it was his first career Grand Slam. It was off of Ryan Weathers of the Marlins in 2023, when he Petco Park went nuts when he hit his first career Grand Slam. That was a cool moment.
Carlos says the double against the Dodgers. Dude, that one, I mean,
yep.
That one down the line. And next thing you know, I mean, we win. I mean, that was such a clutch knock. Such a clutch knock from Ha-Sung Kim. So, yeah, it's a bummer.
But charging the 2-1 pitch, grounded towards third base. It gets by Muncy. Yeah. And a fair ball down the left field line. Grisham's on his way home. He will score. Nola to third. Kim to second. An RBI double in a one-run game.
Nola, Kim, Gonzo. All gone. Whew. Yeah, he was great. He was great. And I wish him the very best in Tampa Bay. It's one of those situations for him where it's like, just going to go in, do my job, try to parlay this 2-year deal. I texted you guys yesterday. It's Tampa Bay. I mean, the chances that he'll be moved. He's got an opt out after this year. So if he has a good season, he could opt out. I mean, $14 million is a decent amount of change for him. But if he has a great year for them coming off injury, I don't see it happening necessarily because that's a tough one to come. It's a labrum. Like, we have a right fielder that had this issue. So I don't see him just hitting the scene and ripping 25 homers for them next year. It certainly is possible, but I think he'll be with Tampa Bay for a year and a half, and then I think they'll move him at the deadline when he's healthy in 2027.
That does make a lot of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's very
sense.
Tampa Bay-esque. They'll send him to the Dodgers for the they're looking for their third World Series championship in a row, and they'll need a shortstop, and he'll be a Dodger before you know.
Dodgers have plenty of prospects too.
100
like top 100.
Tampa Bay loves prospects.
They love Dodgers prospects. They will I think you can almost book it.
Oh yeah, Andy, Ha-Sung Kim made the final play to complete the Musgrove no-hitter. Yeah, grounder to Kimmy, right?
That's right.
That was so good.
He was at second at the time. No, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it was a short.
Yeah, it was a short.
And
okay.
Threw it to Hosmer. No, Hosmer was not there. It was Profar playing first. So good. So good. So, yeah, I don't know. Again, we were without him so long. I didn't expect him to be back. I saw Dodger fans taking delight in this yesterday. Like, ha, you lost another one. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like a loss to me. Because I never thought he was coming back. Profar felt like a gut punch.
So what do you think? Obviously, this means Xander Bogaerts is the starting shortstop for the Padres, which is what we've kind of figured all along. Some video came out of him working out at short. Mike Schilt said early in the offseason that they wanted to give Xander clarity much earlier in the offseason.
Not the first day of spring training?
Not the first day of spring training.
By the way.
I don't know when he got the clarity, but it seems like he's had that clarity for a little while.
Let's ask the skipper, Schilt, that on Saturday. Saw some video of Xander working out. Does that mean he's your starting shortstop going into the season?
I would think that's fairly obvious at this point. But what happens, Xander's not going to play 162 games at short. As you're looking at the roster right now, when Xander, needs a day or is DHing, is Tyler Wade?
Maybe. Mason McCoy.
Your shortstop now? Mason McCoy, they did bring him back,
they
right?
They did.
Who's your now backup shortstop? Because, Ha-Sung Kim, made that a very easy managing decision for Mike Schilt, but now you've got a little bit of this is the lack of depth.
I was just going to say, we're not the deepest team on the planet. Like, we have good players. We have guys that you're really, really excited to see play. But if one of those guys gets a groin pull and is out for a week with a nagging injury, who's the fill-in?
I think it's Tyler Wade is now your primary backup at shortstop.
Yeah.
And I would imagine he's going to get, even if Xander is healthy all year, which we've never really seen.
Right.
I would imagine he's going to get, 30, 40 games at shortstop this year. So, if I'm Tyler Wade, I'm taking a lot of ground balls. I'm planning on that being my main role this season.
I can't stop thinking about the Jose Iglesias thing that was
we talked about
rumored
it yesterday
as well, which he's a pretty versatile guy, I don't know what he's going to command at all, but you know, had a good year last year. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. But, yeah, they don't have a lot of depth on this team right now. They don't have a lot of depth in the outfield.
You know,
they don't have a lot
of depth. Asked, you know, could they try Tatis or Merrill back at shortstop?
And you can't, man.
I mean, you're so thin in the outfield.
Right.
You need those guys in the outfield. You already have one glaring hole. You can't create another one by moving one of those guys out there. Then you have two spots in the outfield and no one really to fill them.
I promise you this, though. This I know for a fact. Jackson Merrill and Fernando Tatis Jr. would do a fight to the death for a chance to play shortstop again for the San Diego Padres. That I can promise you. Those guys, if given the opportunity, would love to do it. But, hey, you know, like you said, you can't move a guy from center or right to go out and play shortstop for a week because it creates a hole out in the outfield. You know, so you want Brandon Lockridge out and right while Tatis, who has been banged up every year, gets back on the dirt. Hurts himself potentially. Jackson Merrill, who's settled in really nicely into center field. Like, I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It will, you know, the Dodgers are a great organization that do things the right way, certainly. It will forever baffle me what they're trying to do this season. I guess when you're that deep, you can experiment, but like Mookie Betts should just be their right fielder and Tommy Edmonds should just be their center fielder and, you know, find a shortstop or whatever. But they're going to move Mookie to short. They're going to roll with it. It's a risk they can afford to take. It's a risk we cannot afford to take.
And I want to be clear. I think Tyler Wade's stock is rising. You saw last year. He's a really well-liked teammate.
Well, they love him there.
And I think they think that he can take at least a smaller step forward.
Offensively, he's not. He's going to get a bunt down for you. He's run the bases really well.
But he made good things happen.
He always did.
Which was cool.
He was always in the middle of something.
I'm happy he's back on
the
team.
Me too. I'm very happy.
But this again,
you can't.
This is what happens when you have to cut on the corners a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, you're watching your budget. You're watching the salary cap or the luxury tax.
Yep.
And you don't have, you know, big time major league options if someone goes down, which is, by the way, what most teams operate under. You know, there's the Dodgers. They have two playoff teams. That's the new kind of talking point. Like, if you split the Dodgers roster in half and did like a draft,
A and 1A,
could you create two playoff teams?
Oh, yeah.
Like pitcher. All right, here we go. And most people say, yeah, they're probably two playoff teams combined into one roster at this point.
It's going to make it all the sweeter if they don't win the World Series. It's just going to make it all the sweeter.
They're going to have some gnarly intramural games in spring training.
Yeah, the 1A against the 1B. Like, it's just going to be insane.
Pick captains. All right, we're going to pick sides. We're going to have a draft.
You absolutely could do that. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I mean, when you're nine deep in the starting rotation, yeah, you're pretty good. You know, you're pretty good.
So we'll see if there are any other moves coming for the Padres, any more infield options that Mike Shildt will be able to use. As you said, you know, Jose Iglesias was a name I hadn't really thought of or heard of until yesterday.
David Schoenfield
brought it up.
They're going to ride this thing out, you know, for the next week or so, I would imagine, and just kind of see, you know, the longer that it takes, the more, I don't want to say desperate, but the more amiable to maybe a one-year prove-it deal some of these guys will be willing to take. And I think that's when A.J. Preller is going to strike. I mean, look, I've said it before. If your entire offseason consists of just buying on the margins, it's not a great offseason. You know, you haven't really completed the big splash, whether it's a trade or free agency. But they're buying on the margins right now. I think they're going to continue to do that to try to plug some holes.
All right, remember to listen at 9 a.m. for us to announce today's biggest fan, a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We'll come back. Throwback Thursday. Ben's stomach noise.
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.